Der har været store forandringer i verden, skal jeg love for her i de senere år, i særdeleshed inden for bilbranchen. Hvis vi går frem til inden covid-19, altså coronapandemien, så arrangerede man faktisk store motorshows, ikke mindst i Frankfurt. Det gik sådan på skift mellem Frankfurt og Paris. Hver andet år der var det Frankfurt, hver andet år var det i Paris. Men så skete der en masse ændringer, og det var ikke kun coronapandemien, som vi kan give grunden. Der var også andre ting inden for bilverdenen, som gjorde, at lige pludselig så stoppede man med at lave Frankfurt Motorshow. Jeg har været meget i Frankfurt i forbindelse med motorshow. Jeg har været meget i Frankfurt i forbindelse med, at der er flere af de store europæiske bilimportører, som har hovedsæde i Frankfurt. Så der var mange grunde til at komme til Frankfurt. Jeg har også været en ivrig ynder af at tage til Hockenheim og kigge på Formel 1 Grand Prix og den slags ting. Så jeg kender Frankfurt ret godt. Men hvad i alverden skal jeg nu, hvis jeg gerne vil til Frankfurt? Heldigvis så står Henrike Theismer ved siden af mig i øjeblikket, og hun er kommet til Danmark for at fortælle noget om, hvad man blandt andet kan foretage sig i Frankfurt, når man ikke bare, ligesom jeg, skulle til motorshow, men altså måske bare tager derned for at få noget at opleve. Hun taler engelsk, så jeg switcher over til engelsk. I have just told the listeners that I have a heritage when it comes to Formula One in Hockenheim, for the IAA in Frankfurt. I've been a lot in Frankfurt, but it had always something to do with the motoring industry. And now I'm a little bit handicapped because there's no motoring going on in Frankfurt anymore. Okay, I could go to a Formula One race, maybe in Hockenheim, but it's a little bit far away. If I want to go to Frankfurt, because I actually miss it, what should I experience which is not about motoring?
There's quite a large variety of things you can do in Frankfurt. I mean, in general, Frankfurt is quite a small town and a very walkable town.
It's a very high town.
And a very high town, exactly. So, I mean, we have the skyline, of course, in Frankfurt, and with very many really nice rooftop bars and rooftop terraces where you can have a sundowner, for example, and enjoy the view over the city. That's a very, very nice thing to do. I mean, the whole city is full of different neighborhoods with lovely cafes, restaurants, very many small green spaces, beautiful parks and everything. So I would recommend you to just go buy food and walk through the city and enjoy what Frankfurt has to offer besides of the skyline.
I was a little bit surprised. I think it was 2 years ago or something. I was for a car presentation in Frankfurt. I was living in a hotel very close to the opera, and I think it was a food festival or a wine festival or something going on just in front of this opera building, which was very fascinating. And it had nothing to do with cars, and this was drinking alcohol and drive cars. It doesn't really fit. Anyway, it was a very good experience. Mm-hmm. But later on, last year, I was also in Dresden and Leipzig, and I heard about Goethe, which is not born in Auerbach's Keller in Leipzig. No, he is born in Frankfurt.
Yeah.
And can I experience something about Goethe when I'm there?
Yes, of course. I mean, you can visit Goethe's birth house. It's a museum that's a very, very lovely and very interesting museum and spot to see. And then there is a building in our so-called new old town where Goethe's aunt was living. So he was there in his childhood as well.
And then I know, because you made a presentation just before I started this recording, where you were also talking about Sachsenhausen. When I go back in time, and I'm not talking about the other Sachsenhausen, I'm talking about the one in Frankfurt, which is a nice place. Back in time, I think it was 30 years ago or something, I was visiting Sachsenhausen the very first time. It was very lebendig. I think you say in German. There was a lot of people. It was a party atmosphere. But then I came back a few years ago, and it was just like a dying quarter. There was nothing really happening. What has happened?
That depends. Sachsenhausen is our traditional apple wine quarter. So there are very, very many typical apple wine restaurants. And there is one area where there are very many of them, and which is more of a party area, maybe. Then, I mean, there is the so-called Schweizer Straße or Textor Straße, which is a very nice spot to go out in the evening and join other people in a restaurant and just have a good time together and, of course, drink a glass of apple wine or two.
Maybe it was because there was a lot of other things going on. I remember it was in connection to one of these big motor shows, so maybe people were somewhere else in the town. You say Frankfurt is actually quite a small town, but mm-hmm. on the other hand, it is a huge town. You also said that many people know Frankfurt from one place, that is the airport. But Frankfurt in itself, how big is it? Or small is it?
That's a good question. Frankfurt has approximately 780,000 inhabitants, so not even a million. We have 43 different city areas, and I would say that it takes you like 30 minutes maybe to leave the city center. So it's quite fast to go from the city center to the green area just around the city. So
the Taunus Mountains, for example, and that's only half an hour or something. Yeah. I know from experience.
Yeah, yeah. True, yeah. So yeah, it's a rather, I mean, it depends on which other city you compare it, but compared to Berlin, for example, it's quite small.
I'm quite sure you're right. And compared to Denmark, it's also a little bit smaller than Copenhagen, but it isn't that much. And when we talk about the height of the city, then it's much higher than Copenhagen, even if we have a lot of towers here. Anyway, if I go to Frankfurt and I want to stay somewhere, what should I do? Should I stay in the very center of the town or in the outskirts of the town? What will you recommend?
That depends on what you're looking for. I mean, there are several hotels right in the city center that are really nice and where you just fall out the door and you're in the middle of everything. But there are other hotels in the more surrounding districts, maybe. So if you prefer to have it like a little bit calmer, maybe, or if you prefer to be in a green area, then maybe just take the other version. And then take the metro line or tram line and go to the inner city center in like 15 minutes maybe or so.
You can actually do that from the airport. I remember once I had 4 or 5 hours in Frankfurt. I took the train from the airport to the city center, was shopping 1.5 hours or something, and then mm-hmm. back to the airport again. But my recommendation is also to drive down on the Autobahn, of course. When you are going, for example, south, a lot of people are going south for Switzerland, for example, to do skiing in the wintertime, and they're just passing by. I will recommend everybody to make a stop in Frankfurt. It doesn't have to be 1 week, just a few days maybe, just 1 or 2 nights, and then go out and experience a very, very, I will say, from a touristic view, a very underestimated town. I really like Frankfurt, and I would love to go back. Thank you very much.
Thank you.